And now it's time for Ask Roz and Mocha.
Here we go, episode 820 of the Roz and Mocha Show podcast. Ask Roz and Mocha. We head to Instagram to get all of these questions when we post at Kiss925 on the weekly. We start off with the call from Richard. Hello, Richard. It's Roz and Mocha. What is your question?
Good morning, Roz and Mocha. My question is, if your cell phone died right now, who could you call from memory on a public payphone?
Oh,
great question. What's your answer, Richard?
Well, I'm sure Roz can relate to this, but my memory is terrible. So I don't think I could recall anyone's number
at all.
But I think if I had to call business, Pizza Nova comes to mind just because I've heard their jingle on radio since forever.
Yeah, sure.
Called a pizza joint?
Yeah.
Help.
Okay. I think for me, it would be my wife and then like the house that I grew up in. Because that number where my parents still live has not changed.
Right.
Those are the only two numbers that I remember.
I could call Catherine. Mm-hmm. I could call my house. Mm-hmm. I don't even think we have a home phone installed anymore. We still have a home phone number, but I don't think that there's a phone plugged in anywhere in the house.
Some kind of money, huh?
You know what I mean?
Well, he's paying for that number.
You know what it's like to be with Rogers? If I cancel the phone, my thing, everything else goes up.
Sure.
Right?
Okay.
It's cheaper to keep her.
All right. David Morey.
There are three numbers. Matthew, my Nana, and Roz.
Roz? Not even your dad, Frank?
I don't know his number.
Come in here right now.
Yeah, okay.
Step away from the computer.
Well, I'll turn it. Hold on. Turn Roz's microphone off. Hold on. I'll even turn mine down. Whisper it. Did you get it?
It's too weird, though.
Wow. Oh. You said that super fast, too, bro.
What's that? I don't want to know Nanas. No, I'm good.
Get back in your room, man.
Yeah. Yeah, wow.
Okay.
Yeah.
Shem, if you were to make a phone call.
Yeah, I could do my mom's, my sister, my dad, and my best friend, Chris.
Oh, okay.
That's nice. It.
I thought you were going to say your barber.
Oh, I do know his number offhand. Actually, I do. Yeah. You're right.
Maria?
I could do my dad, my mom, my older sister, my grandparents, and my best friend.
Wow. Not even your younger sister?
I forgot. I don't know her number, man.
Oh,
it's been so many years.
So mad at you.
I know. She knows mine. I don't know hers. I think there's like an 8 in there. I don't know.
Isn't that crazy? Because I used to have, like, I would say that at my peak, I probably had, when I was younger, like, I don't know, 50 numbers memorized.
Uh-huh.
Easily. Like every single one of my friends. Every single one of my friends.
Yeah.
Every single restaurant that I would ever need to call. And when I started working, when I was producing for television shows, I would have like the main line for like NBC, Harvard, like everywhere that I used to call on the regular, mm-hmm. like these international with like different area codes and everything. I would have all those memorized.
And now
I have
nothing.
Two.
Yeah.
Two.
Actually, no. You know what? I'm going to add a third number.
Okay.
The number to Kiss. I know that phone number. Like if I wanted to call.
Oh, the request line.
Make a request.
Yeah.
Right?
Do I know that?
Yes, you do.
Bro, of course you do.
Is it?
It's not a secret.
Oh, is it? Does it end in 8888?
Yes.
Okay, cool. Okay.
And it starts with 416-870.
Okay, cool. Yeah. Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
Thanks, Richard.
Thank you, guys.
Later.
You
okay. Jag says, what's one of the wildest birthday moments you've ever had? Let's go to our resident party animal on the Roz and Mocha Show, Damn It, Maury.
Okay, I'm always reminded of my 16th birthday.
No. Come on, man, be serious.
No,
we're talking wild here.
This is probably, okay.
This is the wildest. Oh my God. Okay, go.
Roz tells the story very well.
No, you go ahead.
Okay.
You were 16. 16!
Okay, my legal guardian, Susie, is like, okay, come down to the basement. I have a surprise for you.
Yes.
And I go downstairs and it's filled with people from my school that I don't know.
Right.
And a puppet stand where we were going to have a puppet show. and everyone like can the have little, their own puppet.
With the little curtain and everything.
Oh my God, 16, guys.
16. And you knew nobody who was invited, right?
I know, they were all down there, and I knew them. I know them from the halls and stuff, but right. I don't socialize with any of them.
So who invited everybody? Susie?
Susie sort of called the school and was like, I'm having a party. She invited Carlos Mendez was there.
Okay.
And he's like the popular kid.
Okay, so they all showed.
They did, because they felt bad.
Oh. And then did you do a puppet show?
We all put on a puppet show. So I guess in theory, it was kind of bonding.
Wow. Wild.
16.
Maria, wildest 16. Birthday moment you've ever had.
I've had a few. Okay. This story is kind of fun.
At 16, you're supposed to do under the shirt stuff, uh-huh. right?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Yeah. Maybe drinking, yeah. smoking some weed, whatever.
Yeah.
All right, Maria.
This one was fun. Okay, so I was at I was at Cabana Pool Bar.
Yeah.
And
how many years ago was this?
I think I turned. This is 21.
Okay.
And I ran it. Anyways, we were walking around, and I had my own booth. I had two booths actually, because I had so many people there. And then I ran into this professional athlete that I met once, and he was on the pool side. Uh-huh. And then he's like, "Oh, bring your friends like over." So then we went over to say hi, and then he bought me like 10 bottles of alcohol on top of the ones that I had at my booth. So I had two ongoing, I think like three ongoing booths at the same time with like three different people.
Oh
so
my
I was running
God.
Around. It was so much fun. There was so much alcohol, but it was a good time.
Yeah, but did you have a puppet show?
There was no puppet show.
Damn. Yeah. Shem, can you top that?
No, not at all. I had like McDonald's playpen parties, man. That's about it. I don't celebrate my birthday ever.
Roz, wildest?
Oh, I know one of Roz's wildest. Matthew ruined it.
Oh, wow.
What was that one? What did Matthew
When we
ruin?
Went to Niagara Falls.
When was that?
For your 40th.
Oh, yeah. I didn't even think about that one. Yeah. I turned 40 and Catherine rented a bus. And a bunch of us went on the bus to Niagara Falls. We went for steak and then to a strip club. But Matthew was invited.
Never invite Matthew if you want to have fun. Oh.
And he ruined the night.
I love Matthew and all, right? Don't get me wrong.
But party ruiner.
Oh, derp. Yeah. Because you know Maury would have had a ton of fun, right?
Yeah.
Matthew was upset that a stripper was dancing on him.
Oh, he was just so upset. So upset. Oh, that was a total. I remember that now. That was a derp. And that was a long ride home, too. with Matthew's judgy eyes.
Yeah.
Right?
Oh, no. So that's you can't include that in wildest.
Yeah. No, that wasn't the wild. I mean, I've had like wild times out, but I don't know if any of them have really been centered around my birthday.
Yeah. I don't know if I've ever had a wild like birthday outing. I've had a lot of birthdays with a lot of drinking. I can't pinpoint one.
Right.
I know we did a birthday weekend in Vegas one year.
Ooh,
right.
And that was...
Right.
I don't remember because I got blackout drunk.
Right. Hey. When we got back from the strip joint, and correct me if I'm wrong, because I remember telling this story, that one of the strippers that was at my birthday party left her like white handkerchief that she put on my lap for a dance. Mm-hmm. Right. And then, so I brought it home.
Oh my God. Okay.
Do you not remember this? I brought it home and I sort of just like threw it down the stairs. And Roxy at that time was like, I don't know, how old would she have been? Like 4 or something like
okay.
that?
If not younger.
Right. And, no. And then she found it and was like playing with it. Like it was like a bandana. Like she had
swinging it around.
Yeah. Swinging it around. Yeah. Like and that was
what did you say or what did Catherine say?
I think I screamed and I went
that's
to get
what,
it from
that's
her.
That's not what she said.
What's that?
She was also rubbing it on her cheek, going so soft.
Oh, that's right. That's what she was doing. God. That's what she was doing. She was rubbing it on her face, going oh so soft, so soft. Right. And that was
and the side of her cheek smelled like vanilla covered in glitter.
Yes. But that was the barrier between your lap and her body.
Yeah.
Right? Yeah. And my kid's like, oh, so soft.
Oh, no.
Terrible.
Had she known hours before Roz was also saying so soft.
Yeah, that's right. That's the story.
Pineapple Pat says, who can go the longest without having a drink? And let's say it's the summertime.
Me.
Shem, definitely.
Because that's me for sure.
Okay, but what about Maury, you're not included in this too, because Maury can go forever without drinking.
I could outlast Maria with not drinking.
We're talking alcohol?
You think so?
Alcohol, yes.
Yeah, without drinking, Maria. Without.
I could do it.
No, you couldn't. There's no way. No way. The way your lifestyle is, especially in the summertime where you're going out every single weekend, nah. I could go the longest without drinking.
Who could hold your alcohol the best, though?
Oh, that's me.
Or handle it?
What do you mean handle it?
Like, who can handle their alcohol the best? Like, who could drink the most without getting absolutely hammered?
Me.
Oh, I think it's me.
Actually, Roz beats me.
Me.
Yeah. I'd say me.
Mm-hmm. No.
Maury,
no,
really?
You no. get twisted off of one what? Can.
No, but I can act straight.
Wait, what?
Like straight, like sober.
Oh, gotcha. No, you can't. Maury, you cannot.
You
no.
couldn't act straight both ways, man.
Two sips of White Claw and you're down for the count.
Oh, Maury, and we've seen you at like a, we've gone to like a Mexican restaurant with you where you had one drink with an umbrella in it and you were like tits
yeah.
out.
Yeah, shirt open, wide open.
Yeah.
Bruh.
Yeah.
Okay, Yusuf has a great question here. What is your ideal breakfast?
Mm. Mm-hmm.
Ideal breakfast. Go ahead, Maury.
I have it every Sunday. Sunday breakfast right after Sunday hug. It's eggs, over hard, turkey bacon, campfire beans, and hash browns.
What's over hard?
Where it's not like where if you poke it, it doesn't ooze.
Part of Sunday hug.
Oh my God.
So you like a solid yolk.
Yeah, I don't like the ooze.
You don't? Mm-mm. Interesting.
Because then it touches everything.
Yeah, what? It's supposed to, though.
You no, but your, I don't want my turkey bacon covered in egg.
You dip your toast in it, though. Okay,
Roz,
so
perfect breakfast.
Oh, God. Like, I don't eat breakfast. But I do like a breakfast burrito with sausage amazing. And all that stuff in it. Yeah. I like that. I also like a sesame seed bagel with cream cheese and crushed black pepper on top.
Mm.
With smoked salmon?
No.
Perfect.
No.
If he wanted smoked salmon, he would have said.
If I was going to say smoked salmon, Maury, what I have not
said
it already.
Maybe you forgot smoked salmon.
No. God.
Shem?
I would go French toast for sure. Give me an omelet with a one piece of toast and some fresh fruit.
Okay, wait a second. You're having French toast and toast?
Oh, absolutely.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Okay. Maria?
I'm going chocolate chip pancakes.
Amazing.
With a side of banana.
Yeah.
And a large coffee.
That's it?
You know, I can't have coffee with breakfast.
Why?
I can't have coffee with food.
I love it.
Really? I cannot eat food and then take a sip of coffee.
No?
No. And if we ever go somewhere for breakfast,
yeah.
where they come around first and they're like, hey, would you like a coffee? And I'm like, sure. And then we order food. If I still have coffee in that cup,
mm-hmm.
I will let it sit there. I finish my entire meal. Then the coffee's probably cold. I get a new one.
Really?
I cannot eat food.
Do you drink anything while you're eating? Like, you drink water, juice, anything?
Yeah, water. Okay. Water. But I cannot have food with coffee. To me, they don't go together.
Really?
Like, nothing. No.
Really?
No,
when we were
crazy.
In Jamaica, I ate, even though it was like a big breakfast buffet, right? And they had options on options. I had the exact same thing every single day.
What was it?
Which were eggs and like hash browns, sausage, bacon, and pancake with peanut butter on it.
Wow.
And a coffee.
I didn't eat breakfast once while we were there.
I know, weird. Well, I mean, actually, no. Not weird because you don't eat breakfast. No.
I had the smoked salmon there every day.
I kind of figured you
would. Just on its own?
They had a sort of a platter with the smoked salmon on a bagel, but you had to pick the capers off for yourself.
Oh, yeah.
I can't do smoked salmon for breakfast.
Whoa. Yeah,
but
same.
I love it. More of a lunch thing.
Yeah,
for me.
I don't know. Yeah. Smoked salmon's like every couple of years.
And they had great tuna in Jamaica.
Did they?
Yeah, they had.
Wait, when did you have the tuna?
They had it right next to the smoked salmon. You could get a hunk of tuna.
For breakfast?
Yeah, why not?
Tara says here, when the time comes. Oh, my God. I'm not reading this.
No, read it. It's good.
No, I'm not reading this one. This is another, like, week after week, we're getting questions about, like, what happens after we die.
Oh, God, don't read that.
No, I'm not reading that.
I got in so much trouble.
I know, you said. You get in trouble again for the other
one?
Okay, anyway, we're not, I'm bypassing that. Renata says here, okay, here we go. This is a driving one, okay? So pay attention, everyone.
Yes.
So you're driving on the highway in the left or the middle lane.
Right.
And you need to change to the right or middle lane. And there's a car on your right that is not ahead enough for you to get behind it. and not behind you enough for you to get ahead of it.
Okay.
What kind of a driver are you? The one that will accelerate and get in front, mm-hmm. or hit the brakes and get behind? Personally, I normally hit the brakes, and I think it tells a lot about me, being afraid of taking risks or opportunities.
Well, I wouldn't hit the brakes because that's more dangerous than anything, right?
For the people behind you.
I would obviously check my rearview mirror to see who's behind. If there's enough distance, if it's safe for me, if there's like no way for me to get ahead, mm-hmm. if it's safer for me to get behind that vehicle, I will. But in most cases, I try my best to gun it mm-hmm. and get in front of that car if I need to get in that lane.
Yeah, I will rarely slide in behind them.
It's whatever's the safest.
Yeah, yeah. Like
if I think I can make that move to get ahead, I'll do that one.
I mean, if
that's my preference.
Yeah, if I'm ahead of them in the other lane, I will go move ahead of them.
Mm-hmm. What if you're not?
If I'm slightly behind them, then I will take my foot off the gas for 2 seconds, slow down, and then
let them close. Okay.
Then, yeah, duck in behind them.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Maury? Maury's gunning it. For sure, Maury's gunning it.
Oh, absolutely. It's the only way to go.
Okay. Shem?
Oh, I'm going to gun it first. And if I can't, then I'll slide him behind.
Okay. Maria?
I'm going to gun it. But there's also, I mean, depending on how much of a mean person you want to be, you can always like, if you're driving at nighttime, you go far to the left, you show them your lights in their side mirror, and you kind of like ride them a little bit, and then they move up faster, and then you're clear to go.
Oh my God.
That's a dick move, because what if they're going the speed limit? Mm-hmm.
That evil laugh, Maria. Mm-hmm. You're a menace on the road.
Oh, I am. Mm-hmm. I know.
Okay, we're going back to the phones real quick?
Yeah.
All right, yo, Andrew, what's going on? It's Roz and Mocha. How are you?
Hey, how's it going?
Good. Welcome to the podcast. What is your question?
My question is, when watching a movie with your kids and the sex scene starts, how do you handle this? I have a 13-year-old daughter going on 30, if you know what I mean.
Mm-hmm.
So what do you do? And what was the last movie that put you guys in that awkward situation?
Well, I haven't tried doing it yet because I don't know what to do.
Okay.
But I do want to watch The Matrix. It's my favorite movie. But there's that weird scene in it. So I'm not sure how to handle that.
What's the weird scene?
I don't remember The Matrix. But I guess there's a scene with Keanu Reeves and...
There's a sex scene in The Matrix?
And the girl. What's her name? Trinity?
Trinity, yeah.
Yeah. All right.
I don't remember that.
But what? Is your daughter asking to watch that movie?
No. I actually want to watch it with her because I told her it's my favorite movie.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
She's going to hate it, dude.
Yeah. I wouldn't recommend showing her that movie.
Yeah. Gen Zs do not want to see The Matrix.
Yeah, you're probably right.
Yeah. Yeah. Roxy's really good at just sort of like, she'll always just turn away on her own.
Mm-hmm.
Catherine tries to ride the remote and you know, go 10 seconds, 10 seconds, 10 seconds, right? She's very good at that. She's 14 now, so...
Man, she knows.
So I mean, it's not that she doesn't know, but there's just stuff that, there's... So we watched a movie the other day where they were talking a lot about, like... Right?
Oh my God!
But it was a scene where they kept they were using every word you could think of to say,
uh-huh.
right? All of them, and it was a conversation between like two people, right? And so like that just it was funny, and it goes on, but like there was things that were said in there that I knew for a fact that she did not know, right? And so you're just kind of like, whatever, and it's already happening. So you don't fast forward and we just, you know, you make a joke about it afterwards or whatever the hell it is, right? Like there's just, you can't escape it. Comedy movies that have sex scenes is different than a drama with a sex scene. Oftentimes comedies with sex scenes, the sex is done in a fun way,
sure.
right? Where there's a laugh in there, but then the other stuff, we're like, I don't want her to see, like, we were watching some detective show or movie where the couple was making out and they were lying in a bed making out and then all of a sudden his head disappears and starts going down the blankets and then her legs just sort of like go
up,
then we're like, fast forward because my like, you know, and it was pretty graphic. It's not like they're like super graphic, but like you fast forward to the parts where like a guy's gonna
Right. Sure.
Like you just don't. She's 14. She doesn't need to see that.
Well,
right?
Thankfully, Andrew, that conversation has not yet happened in our house because Cruz is almost 7. So we're still like in the animated and like kid kind of movies and shows and stuff like that. Right. Like he'll still like if somebody calls another person stupid or idiot, right? If we're reading a book or like watching a show or a movie, right. He's like, oh, that wasn't very nice.
Oh, well, yeah.
You shouldn't
yeah.
be calling people stupid.
God, that's a great, that's, you're in a great era right now.
Yeah, yeah. I even get called out.
Yeah.
Like oh, on this show. Yeah, yeah. Daddy, yeah. that wasn't
no,
you.
No,
what you
no.
said, yeah, I heard you say stupid. Yes. That wasn't very nice.
Oh.
I'm like, oh, shoot. Sorry, man.
Yep.
I gotta tell you what happens when we watch a movie with my family and a sex scene comes on. Donna will start screaming.
Why?
She's like, ah, Frank, ah!
Because why?
Because yeah. turn it like she does. She's like, turn it off, turn it off, turn it off.
Oh, really?
Like Frank like, does it for?
Yeah. Yeah.
Meanwhile, Daniel's
and also,
20.
And also, thank God for clarifying, because for one brief second, that's how I thought Donna sounded when she was horny.
That's her mating call?
Yeah.
Ah! Get over here with that new heart. Ah! Frank! Damn. Okay, what happened? Your brother, what? Daniel?
Daniel's 20.
Uh-huh.
Kyle's 17. I'm 45. Mm-hmm. I think it's okay if we watch a sex scene.
Well, yeah, but it's okay it's if it just awkward. Happens. You shouldn't be all getting together to watch a sex scene.
Yeah, guys,
no, it's in the movie. This? We're not like, let's watch, you know, a compilation of sex scenes.
Right.
Like, it's in the movie, and okay. she'll freak out, and Frank has to turn it off.
Yes. What about some of the gay stuff that you like, though?
I don't watch gay stuff with them.
No, you don't. I don't mean like porn.
No.
I mean like some of those movies like or TV shows where there's like, because there's some pretty graphic stuff that you watch.
Oh, no, for sure. That's just a Maury and Matthew thing.
So you don't watch that stuff with your
No, 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 no.
Like you never say to them, hey, are you guys watching the show on Netflix?
I tried once. I'm like, you should watch the new season of Queer Eye. And my dad's like, no, we don't have time for that.
Yeah.
Do things get awkward in your house, Maria, when you're watching stuff and all of a sudden like a scene like that pops up?
Yeah, it's so awkward.
Who says something first?
No one says anything.
And does anyone fast forward?
No.
But you watch Saltburn with your family.
Yeah, I watch Saltburn with my parents. I'm sitting there like, oh my God.
Yeah.
Oh my. And you remember that movie Blue Valentine?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Remember how there's that one scene? Like right in the beginning of the movie?
Yes.
I think, and it was years back. I remember I was young. I was in high school, I think.
Yeah.
And I was sitting down. I came and watched. Like, oh, what are you guys watching? Immediately as I sat down, the scene starts. My dad goes, leave.
Yeah.
I was like, okay, bye.
Oh, no. Andrew, great question, dude. Thank you so much.
All right, thanks, guys. You're the best.
Appreciate you. Appreciate you listening. Before we let you go, between Roz and Mocha, who's your favorite?
Oh, thanks for asking the question. But it's always been Mocha.
Hey!
I'm a 20 man and, you know.
Yes. Together. Big up, Andrew. Thank you so much, man.
All right. Take care.
What are you looking up, Roz?
This headline. Ryan Gosling says he got into trouble for filming the sex scene, which felt real with Michelle Williams in Blue Valentine.
Oh. And how old is that movie?
2010?
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
A long time ago.
Damn. I was in grade 9.
Yeah, 2010.
Oh, shoot. Awkward.
So, back in 2010, the star got in a touch of trouble for a certain sex scene that felt a little too real. Gosling sparked controversy after starring in the indie smash Blue Valentine alongside Michelle Williams. The plot of Blue Valentine follows the love life of a couple, Cindy and Dean, down a pipeline of their dysfunctional marriage alongside raising their daughter in the midst of trying to rekindle their relationship. Speaking to The Guardian, Gosling said, it was an anti-romance film, blah, blah, blah. Man, where's the sex stuff? They should just put that at the top. If that's your headline, stick it at the top.
Search sex.
Okay, so noting the authenticity of the sex scene, Gosling said, the sex felt real. It wasn't sexy or a sex scene, and that's how we got into trouble. Oh, damn. The actor highlighted that the reason why the sex scenes looked so real was, quote, because he had done such a good job in acting it out.
Yeah, right, pal.
Uh-huh.
And there you go. That concludes episode 820 of the Roz and Mocha Show podcast. Thank you very much for spending time with us. Please share this episode with people who you know may enjoy the Roz and Mocha Show and the podcast. We'll post a picture again next week. Every week we do, once a week. At Kiss 925. That's where we get the questions from. And one, two of you will join us to be on an episode of the podcast to ask your question. I'm all shook now.
Queer Eyes on! Frank!
Thanks for listening to the Roz and Mocha Show podcast.
Catch the guys live.
Weekday mornings from 6 to 10.
On KISS 92.5.
KISS925.com.
Or download the KISS 92.5 app.